今天为我们证道。
There's a group of researchers study the age-old question, what makes people happy?
那有一群这个研究人，他们一直在研究一个，就是大家一直在问的问题，是什么能使人感到幸福呢？
So what consistently at the top of the list is not success.
那当然他们发现就是在这个最重要的事情不是我们所想的成功啊。
Not wealth.
或者是财富。
Not achievement.
或者是成就。
Not good looking.
也不是容貌美丽。
It's the relationships,
而是与人的关系。
Healthy relationships that make people happy.
健康的和人的人际关系是使我们幸福的根由。
Especially the close ones.
特别是与你亲近的那些人。
Nothing reaches so deeply into our personality as relationships.
因为与人的关系是真正能够触摸到我们内心的东西。
We are born with the strong desire, an insatiable need to have a meaningful connection with other people.
我们天生就有这种渴望，要与人有一种有意义的关系。
And we need a mutual trust, friendship, and love.
而且我们需要有这种相互之间的信任，有这个友情和爱。
Whether it's a friend, it's a family, or even friends in church, that we need to belong.
不管是朋友也好，家人也好，还有这个教会也好，我们都需要有一种归属感。
The first time I met my wife Linda was the first time I visited her church in Houston.
那我第一次见到我的太太 Linda 是在休斯顿她的那个教会里。
Brothers and sisters in that church were very, very friendly, and because I was a newcomer.
因为我是新来的，所以那个教会的弟兄姐妹对我都很热情。
So while I was entertaining their questions, Linda was busy decorating. The church, the fellowship hall for their 25th anniversary.
那我那时候忙着回答大家的问题，然后 Linda 呢，她就在旁边在一直在布置这个教堂，因为他们那时候是25周年庆。
The first time that we made eye contact was very brief, was like less than 10 seconds with a hello, smile.
我们那个时候第一次四目相交就大概只有不到十秒钟，只是打个招呼而已。
Yeah, then she turned around and continued her decoration.
然后她转身就走了，就继续她的这个工作。
All I remember about her that night was that she was a lady of few words. She was a very dedicated doer.
那所以我对她的印象就是说她不怎么爱说话，但是是一个很勤奋、一直在工作的人。
All I saw was her back decorating the walls.
因为那天我看到的只是背影而已。
Now people say opposite. Opposites attract, and I think it is true.
那我们常常会说异性相吸，或者说性格不同的人会互相吸引。
I was the loud, the opinionated, and I must have the last word.
我那时候很爱说话，而且就是意见也很强，总是想要我的意见能够战胜。
And she was the quiet one. She seldom moved her mouth, and she only constantly moved her hands.
那她呢，确实很安静，然后很少开口，但是她的手是不停的一直在工作的。
I loved her for that, so we got married.
所以我很喜欢她，那所以后来我们就结婚了。
The first year of our marriage was great.
那我们结婚的第一年感觉很好。
Until one afternoon.
直到某一天的下午。
Thinking that. I may get hungry, so Linda decided to make me a bowl of soup as a surprise.
那 Linda 想那天下午，她说我，她觉得我可能会有点饿了，所以她要给我一个惊喜，要给我做一碗汤面。
It was a special kind of noodles.
这个面是很特别的。
It was made in Taiwan. It's the one that she grew up with.
是她从小长大吃惯的，是这一台湾式的这个面。
It was a little expensive, but she wanted to introduce me. The type of food that she knew so well.
而且也不便宜啊，可是她就是想要让我也体会说她从小长大吃的东西。
So she boiled one serving of noodle.
所以她把这个面煮好。
Make sure that it was tender.
然后煮到正合适。
And then she chopped some very thinly chopped some vegetables, colorful, make sure that it has all the colors that she wanted.
然后切了那些蔬菜丝，然后有各种颜色搭配，很好的。
And then she made the broth to perfection.
当然这个汤也要做到正合适。
And then she assembled everything in a bowl. You had everything.
然后这个把这些东西都放在一起。
And to top it all, she put an egg in the middle.
然后最上面中间有一个蛋，就是色香味俱全这么一碗面。
So she put it on the table, put the chopstick and spoons, and then she called me out of the study to have the afternoon snack.
面摆好了，然后餐具也放好了，然后他到那个书房来叫我说，那个来下午来吃点心。
So I came out of the study and I saw this bowl of soup that's beautifully decorated.
那所以我从书房里出来，就看见这个厨房里有这么一碗做的好好的面摆在那里。
And then I sat down, and then I gobbled down in less than 5 minutes.
我一屁股坐下去，然后狼吞虎咽，不到五分钟吃完了。
I didn't have time to talk because, mind you, that bowl of soup was delicious.
我没有时间说话，因为很好吃啊，我怎么能腾得出嘴来说话？
So after I was done,
等吃完了以后呢？
I burped twice as a compliment to the chef.
打了两个嗝，表示很满意。
Then I returned to the study.
然后就回去了。
Now, do you know what happened on that day, on that afternoon?
你知道那天下午后来发生了什么吗？
Did I tell you that Linda was a lady of few words?
我好像跟你讲过她不爱说话的，对不对？
Yes, I did get her quietness.
所以真的是我后来发现她真的是可以不说话。
She did not speak to me that evening.
那天晚上没有说。
That night?
那天下午没有说，晚上也没有讲。
The next day?
第二天也不讲。
The following day.
第三天也不说话。
Now, I asked her, what's the problem?
我就问她怎么了。
She'll say, nothing.
她就说没事啊。
Now, I know there's something wrong, and I can't figure out what's wrong with her.
看上去应该是有事，但是我不知道到底是什么事。
Now, if our need to find intimacy with others is so universal, then why is so complex and difficult?
那为什么我们每个人都需要跟别人亲近，可是跟别人亲近又是这么难呢？
Why is a relationship so complicated and it can even cause us great pain?
这个与人的关系这么复杂，甚至会给我们带来很深的痛苦。
Now, our relationship can turn bad blood in a moment, whether that's a family member, our friends, or even church friends.
不管是跟家人也好，朋友也好，甚至教会的兄弟姐妹之间也好，好像我们之间的关系很容易一下子就变成就不对了，就有开始怀怨了。In every
relationship, bad blood is just around the corner that can make this relationship go sour.
所以这个在每一个人际关系当中都有可能说一下子一转瞬之间，这个怨气就开始在互相之间发生。
Now, how we handle the difficult time really determines the health of the relationship.
当这个困难来临的时候，我们要怎么面对，才真的是决定这个关系会到底的好坏在哪里。
But the quality of our lives really depends on is as good as the quality of our relationships.
而我们的生活质量是跟我们与人关系的质量息息相关的。
So when relationship goes well, our lives are good.
所以当与人的关系正常的时候，我们的生活也很平静。
When our relationship has bad blood with towards the people that we love, then our life will be miserable.
那当我们与爱的人之间关系出现了这个结怨的时候，我们的生活也变得不顺畅起来。Now,
Apostle Paul has something to say about relationship in bad blood.
使徒保罗在关于这个与人关系的这个怨气结怨上面，他有话说。He
said this in Romans 12:18.
在罗马书12章18节，他讲到。He
said, "Live at peace with everyone."
与众人和睦。
Live at peace with everyone.
与众人和睦。
Now, it's easier said than done, right?
这当然是说起来容易，做起来难了，对不对？
Now, I bet he didn't have a roommate that's very annoying him.
他肯定没有那种讨厌的室友。
I bet he didn't have a very demanding manager that micromanaged our time.
也没有那种啰嗦的这个老板，什么都要管。
But for us to really understand what Paul's life about relationship,
但是如果我们真的能够理解这个
保罗他在这个与人关系上他所处的境地的话，then we will really appreciate what the words that he is saying, but because he had bad blood up to his eyeball.
我们会看到说他的生活中与人的关系并没有那么简单，我们会发现他说这个话也不容易的。
Because Paul in his former life persecuted Christians.
我们都记得保罗他之前是迫害基督徒的。
He was a zealot, and he was willing to arrest, even kill, many of the followers of Jesus.
他是一个宗教狂热分子，他愿意去抓住，然后甚至杀害那些基督徒。
And he made sure that Christians have no happy endings.
所以他要确保这些基督徒没有一个好结果。
Then, in a moment, that his life was changed.
可是在一件事情上，他的生活就完全颠倒了个。From
a hater of Christians, he became a pioneer of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他从那个仇视基督徒的人变成了那个开路先锋，要传讲神的福音。Now,
it sounds really great because to see a person that really saw the light, I mean literally, and then turn his life around.
如果我们只是看到说，保罗看到了这个真理，然后把他的生命改变过来了，好像是一件很好、很简单的事情。But
he will face challenges in relationships.
但是你想一想，他的人际关系发生了怎么样的变化？
Because he will now have to interact with those he put them in prisons.
那现在他不仅要跟那些他曾经迫害的人相处。
He will also have to face those family members that died because of he persecuted the church. And not only that, and his former friends, that those zealots as himself, that would see Paul as a traitor.
不仅如此，他从前的那些朋友跟他一样的宗教狂热分子会把他当成叛徒。
And they will come after him, they will want to stop him, and that's what they did.
现在他们要来迫害他，他们要来阻止他。
Paul's life is full of bad blood from both sides.
所以保罗的生活当中，就是朋友也好，敌人也好，都跟他是有这个结过怨的。Now
he tried to live a life at peace with everyone.
那现在他说要与众人和睦。And
then he refines that verse with a couple of phrases.
但是他后来又有一些描述，让我们知道到底是怎么做。The
first one is that if it is possible.
那前面的条件是说，若是能行。
The good news is that an impossible relationship can become a good relationship.
那好消息是说，这个坏的这个人际关系，不可能的人际关系是有可能转变成好的的。
The bad news is that it may not.
当然，这个坏消息就是说，这个不是有保证的，不一定。
Because you may say that I've tried all my best to live peace with them, but it hasn't happened yet.
你可能说我已经尽力了，但想跟别人和睦，可是好像没有能够成功。So
if it is possible that we should live at peace with everyone.
所以这里说，若是能行与众人和睦。Now
in Paul's relationship, maybe there are people that he thought that he would never have a relationship ahead.
那在保罗的这个生命中，可能有些人他以为他这辈子也不会跟他们有所来往，但是他实际上是跟他们有好的关系。And
then there are also people that he thought that he would have a relationship but did not.
那也可能也有些人他曾经以为关系很好，但是后来发现不是这样的。So
regardless, if it is possible, live at peace with everyone.
但是不管怎么说，若是能行，与众人和睦。And
then Paul adds another significant point to the phrase.
那当然后来他又加了一个重要的话。
So if it is possible, live at peace with everyone.
这里讲到说，若是能行，与众人和睦。
And then, as far as it depends on you.
若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
So, let's first break it down to the part about you.
那讲到说这个你总要尽力。
Now in Chinese, there's no you, but it's implied.
那这个 总要尽力，我们是说是一个这个命令句式，所以就不需要写你。但实际上，我们知道前面是有一个你的。Now
in a bad blood relationship, where do you spend most of the time?
那在一个就是说互相之间这个不好的关系有这个结怨的时候，你会在什么地方着重你的心思呢？
So most of the time is towards the other person.
那很多时候你肯定是在想对方，对不对？If
you will change,
对方哪里不对？你如果能在这里改变，If
you will stop.
如果你能够停止做这种事情,
if you do this or do that,
如果你能这样或者那样,
then our relationship will be great.
我们就不会有现在这种结果。
But Paul is saying is that as far as it depends on you.
但是这里保罗告诉我们说, 你总要尽力。
So stop talking about them.
所以不要老在讲别人。
Talk about me.
要讲你自己。
Because it's the question is that what can I do?
因为这个问题在于是说, 你能做什么?
The next one word is the word depends.
这个讲到说尽力。
So what depends on me in a relationship, that's something that we all have to figure out ourselves.
那所以我们到底在什么地方能够尽力，我们自己要把它找出来。
Because we need to own our own the responsibility.
因为我们自己的责任我们要做到。
Is there something that you could have said?
是不是有些话你应该说的？
Maybe you could have said, you could, the words that maybe you use could be differently.
或者你用的词是不是可以有不同？
Maybe what about that tone of voice?
或者你的语气腔调？
So I was thinking about,Say, okay, Linda is not talking to me.
那我们回到刚才这个吃面的故事。那 Linda 不理我了。
So maybe I didn't say any words that you know she took the effort to make the noodle.
是不是我没有跟她说什么？就是说表达说她花力气给我做面了，我没有任何表达。
And then I ate and left like a locust.
那我这个吃了就走，一扫而光，像蝗虫过境一样。
Maybe I should have said something.
可能我是不是该说点什么
？So, what I own really depends on what. So I own what depends on me.
所以我能够尽力的，我就应该要去做。
And then the word is far. The word far.
就是中文翻译成总要。
The English translation has a meaning of like a distance.
有点就是我们说尽量，就是走你做你最能做的。
You may have done everything possible, but can you do?Anything further?
那你可能做的都做了，但是你是不是还能再多一些？
You don't speak to each other, but is there something that you could take one more step?
那你们已经互相之间也不说话，那你是不是可以再多走一步？
You have done everything possible, but maybe there's something that if you know that you can do, would you do that?
那如果你觉得自己都做了，但是如果有一些事情你还是可以的话，你会不会愿意再去？
Now you may ask that, well, is there enough is enough?
那你可能会说，那到什么时候是头呢？
When does it become irresponsible that if we do one more step?
那是不是要一味的这个迁就呢？
Is there a boundary?
是不是应该有一个界限？
Yes, there is a boundary, but that's another session.
是的，是有界限，但是今天这个不是我们的讨论范围。
So if it is possible, as far as it depends on you,Live at peace with everyone.
所以若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
You know, let me give you a tool that I think we can all use in a relationship.
那在这里，我想给大家一个工具，就是在这个与人的关系上，我们都可以用到这个工具。
And I think this is something that is a powerful tool that we can say that as far as it depends on me, I can live at peace with.Within that relationship.
这个工具能够帮助我们，就是若是能行，我们可以尽力与众人和睦。
Okay, so first an illustration.
那首先我要讲一个这个来举个例子。
I'm not a good golfer, but I really appreciate that sports.
我高尔夫球打得并不怎么好，但是我还蛮喜欢的。
So when I am on the green and about to putt the ball.
所以我打球的时候正准备要开始挥杆的时候。
Now I always study the ground.
那我当然总要先要研究一下这个地形地势。
I need to see the break, how the ground slopes it.
我要看这个地它到底是怎么倾斜的，是一个什么角度。
And then I want to see the grain, how the grass, what direction is growing.
要看看这个草是朝什么方向长的。
And then I may stand, I may squat, and then I try to in my mind imagine that what force I should go and what direction, what angle.And then the ball will go into the hole.
那我就会就是可能或站或蹲，我要看一下我应该用什么样的力气朝什么样的方向打，才能保证这个球最后落到洞里。
Now you know, what do the pros do?
那你知道这个职业球员是怎么做的吗？
Yes, they do the same as studying the ground as I do.
那就也会做像我刚才说的这些来研究这个地势。
But they also take a long walk on the other side of the hole.
但是不仅仅如此，他们要一直走到这个球洞的另外一边去。
And then they will see the ball on the other side.
那所以他不仅仅是从自己这边看这个洞，还要走到对面，从另外一边再看这个洞。
So what are they looking at?
那他们走到那里去看什么呢？
Well, it's the same putt, it's the same ball, same hole, but he's looking at something that the other side.
那同样的洞，同样的球，但是他要从另外一个角度，从对面的角度去看。
Because from this side, they may be seeing something that the other side does not see.
就是说， 从对面的角度看到的东西可能从自己这边角度看到的东西会有所不同。
Because on the other side, they may see something that will change the way they will approach the ball on this side.
那当这面 看不到对面可以看到的时候可能会整个改变你从这边打球的这个决策方式。
So how much do we see on this side? Probably 80-90%.
我们从这边可以看到的大概有 80-90%。
But when you look at it from the other side, then it may change everything.
但是当你绕过对面去的时候可能会发现你从这边发现不了的东西可能会完全改变你的决定。
Now, let's apply this in a relationship.
那当然我们现在就讲举这个例子是要把它应用在我们的人际关系中。
A healthy relationship has a mutual respect, has kindness in it.
那一个健康的这个与人的关系里面有一个互相之间的尊重然后有一个仁爱。
And then there's a something happens and then, you know, there's a bad blood.
那但是有些事情发生了然后互相之间就开始有怨气了。
And then the relationship has now distance.
那这个关系就开始疏远。
The step that we can take is empathy.
那我们能够采取的行动就是要有同理心。
The long walk onto the other side of that person.
就像我刚才讲打球的那个故事一样就是你要一直走到对方那里去。
And to see what the other people sees.
然后从他的那个位置看到他所看到的内容。
And to feel what the other people feels.
能够感受他的心理。
And to gain the perspective of the other person.
然后看从他的角度去看问题。
And empathy is a central tool to create a healthy relationship.
这个同理心是在一个健康的与人的关系里很重要的一个工具。
Now, there's much research that's done for empathy.
那当然在这个上面有很多的研究。
Now, there is a nursing scholar, Teresa Wiseman, listed four qualities of empathy.
那有一个学者叫做 Teresa Wiseman, 他列出来这个同理心的四个重要的这个方面。
The first one is see the world as others see it.
就是设身处地的把自己放在人家的这个位置来想。
Taking on the perspective as truth.
就是别人看到的真相是什么样子的。
When you take the long walk to the other side, what they see is the truth for them.
因为如果你走到对方那个位置，然后看到他所看到的，知道他所看到的，他认为是真理。
And then we will look at that, and then we don't make a judgment, and we try to see what they see.
我们只是看他所看到的，先不要论断。
Now, you may not agree with them, but that's not the point. The point is to make the following, is to understand their emotions.
他所看到的你可能并不以为然，但是你现在先不要下结论，你现在要做的是要体会他的感受。
It is what they see. This must be the feeling that they go through on their side.
那如果这个是他们所看到的，那他们的感受是什么样子的？
And then, we will communicate those emotions.
然后你不仅要体会到他的感受，你还要表达别人的感受。
And this is probably the hardest part.
这个恐怕是最难的地方。
Because to be able to articulate that emotion that you are feeling from the other side is probably it will put yourself into that person's shoes.
当你表达，当你把这个感受说出来的时候，能够真的帮助你说有同理心，能够就好像穿着别人的鞋子，站在他的位置上，就好像当他一样。
You may tell that person.
你可以跟那个对方讲。
Or maybe if it's impossible, then maybe you tell someone you trust.
如果不可能的话，你可以跟你信任一个比较信任的一个朋友讲。
Or you can write it down.
或者你甚至可以把它写下来。
So those are the four steps.
这个就是这四个步骤。
Okay, so it says take a long walk to see the other side.
那就走到对方的那个位置，然后从他的角度去看问题。
And don't make a judgment to understand their feelings.
不要论断，要体会他的感受。
And then articulate that feelings that you see on the other side.
然后要把这个从对方那个角度看到事物的感受说出来。
Okay, I'm going to see if you can remember this.
我要考考大家是不是记得住。
Okay, so see the world from the other side.
第一是设身处地。
Do not make a judgment.
第二不论断。
Understand their emotions.
第三体会别人的感受。
And communicate to those emotions.
第四表达别人的感受。
Okay. Okay, tell me the first step.
第一个，设身处。
Yeah, see the world as others see it. Okay, once you see what they see it, and then suspend judgment.
不论断。
To do what?
Understand.
To understand their emotions.
体会别人的感受。
And then what do you do the hardest part?
最难的是什么？
Communicate.
表达别人的感受。
Okay. Great. Okay. That's what I do in the youth group.
这个我们青少年都是这样做的。
You guys good.
所以他们很习惯。
Okay. Now, empathy is different from sympathy.
这个同理心跟同情心是不一样的。
Sympathy is just is acknowledging what others feel.
同情心只是就是说理解别人的感受，承认他的感受。
Now empathy is a feeling what others feel.
但是同理心是感同身受。
The only way you can do that is to make a long walk to the other side.
所以当你能够感同身受，唯一的办法就是站在他的位置，穿上他的鞋子，处在他的角度。
So in a difficult relationship.Empathy can be a key to opening a dialogue that leads to a healthy relationship.
所以在一个这个出了问题的这个与人的关系当中，所以这个同理心能够成为这个解锁的钥匙，能够让你们俩能够重新开始对话。
You can say, "Hey, I need to understand your whole story."
那你可能可以跟对方说，我真的是想理解你。
I want to know how you feel.
我想听你讲你的感受。
I want to put myself into your shoes.
我想能够跟你一样，能够感同身受，理解你。
Now someone said that band-aids don't fix bullet holes.
有一个歌里唱到说，这个创可贴是不能这个治那个弹药，这个子弹伤的。
Neither will you continue approaching the bad blood from your own side.
所以你这个当这个与人的关系出现问题的时候，你不能仅仅只从你自己的角度来看。
If you continue to look at this relationship from your perspective, that all you're doing is just you're just continually reinforcing what you already know.
如果你只是站在你的角度看这个问题的话，你只不过就是在不断的加强你自己已经知道的事情，然后不断的再加强。
If you want to find peace in a relationship, then you have to take the long walk to the other side.
但是如果你要在这个关系中找到平安，找到这个和解的方式的时候，你一定要走到对方的那个位置去。
Now, empathy does not fix the bullet holes either.
那当然同理心也不能够治疗这个子弹伤。
But empathy is the first aid for bad blood.
但是这个同理心是能够帮助这个我们这个结怨的关系开始有所转变。
So, Paul understood the importance of a healthy relationship.
保罗知道一个健康的与人关系对我们有多重要。
Whether that's a husband, wives,parents and children, or even brothers and sisters in church.
不光是夫妻关系、亲子关系，甚至是教会中弟兄姐妹之间的关系。
Because we are connected in relationships.
因为我们人与人之间是要用这个关系来互相连接的。
Paul illustrated the body of Christ as this way.
那保罗是这样讲，我们是讲到我们是一肢体。
Yeah, as the church.
作为一个教会，我们是互为肢体。
So let's read Romans 12, 4 to 5.In English and then in Chinese.
我们一起来读罗马书十二章四到五节，先读英文，再读中文。
English first. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we though many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
好，我们来读中文。正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体。肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。
So, if you confess your sins,
所以如果你承认自己的罪
and accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord,
接受耶稣做你的救主
and follow him, then you are in Christ.
然后你要跟随他，你就是在基督里。
When you are in Christ, something marvelous and mysterious happens.
当你在基督里的时候，一些奇妙的事情就发生了。
We, the individuals, will become parts to form one body.
我们每一个个人互相都成为一部分，然后来做成一个身体。
And then we belong to each other.
然后我们彼此是相属的。
So, when the body of Christ, so in the body of Christ, Paul continues in verse 15, says this way.
所以在这个基督身体里，保罗继续说，在十五节。
It says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn."
与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。
So with empathy, not only we share the feelings, but we can also build each other up.
所以当我们有同理心的时候，我们不仅能够感同身受，我们也可以互相扶持。
Because when my left arm feels a pain, and my right arm comes and try to alleviate that pain.
当我的左手感到疼痛的时候，我的右手就会过来帮忙，想要减轻这个痛苦。
So when we heard Liao is being hospitalized, or when we hear a sister, Xiao Qian's father passed away.
当我们听到这个 Dr. Liao 住院的时候，或者是小青姊妹的父亲去世的消息的时候，
we all feel their pain.
我们都能够感受到他们的痛苦。
And then we want to do something to alleviate that pain.
我们想要做什么能够帮助他们减轻痛苦？
Because in a relationship, empathy gives us the power to build up each other.
因为在这个与人的关系当中，这个同理心给我们能力，让我们能够互相扶持、互相帮助。
So, once you choose to walk the take the long walk to the other side.
所以当你决定要这个走很长的路到对方的那个地方去的时候，
you are going to feel what others feel.
你就能够体会到别人的感受。
Then communicate that feelings on the other side.
然后表达他的感受，对方的感受。
Write it down.
写下来。
Tell somebody.
或者告诉。
That you trust.
告诉你所信赖的人。
And then when you articulate that feelings, then there will be more power in your relationship.
所以当你把这个感受说出来的时候，你的这个关系就会变得更有力。
So after that noodle incident,
所以这个面条的事件过去以后，
I took a long walk to Linda's side.
那我就这样做了，我走了很长的路到 Linda 那个位置去，在她的角度上看问题。
I saw her perspective of being neglected.
我看到从她那个位置来看，她感到被忽略了。
She would have felt loved and connected if I offered some to her.
如果我不是只顾自己，我会邀请她一起来吃的话，她可能会感到被爱，然后被有我们之间有关联。
And Linda actually also took a long walk to my side.
那 Linda 她也这样做了，她也从她那边走到我这边来看。
She saw that I was a son, I was the firstborn in my family.
他也理解到我是家里唯一的儿子，而且是长子。
And I could get spoiled.
然后是被宠的。
So sharing was not in me.
我从来没想过说要跟别人分享我的东西。
Whether she agrees or not, that's not the point.
不管他是不是接受这样的东西，这个不重要。
But she understands the reason of my behavior.
他理解我的行为背后的缘故。
After both of us see the perspective of each other,
所以当我们都能看到对方的感受，能够体会到对方的感受的时候，
then we can communicate for a better relationship.
那我们之间的这个沟通就会变得容易，我们也能够让我们的关系变得更好。
Now, let me tell you that noodle instance is just one episode.
我可以告诉你，这个面条这个事件只是其中之一。
We have many, many more bad blood incidents.
那之后还有很多很多类似的，甚至更糟的这个情形发生。
But the long walk of empathy that has strengthened our marriage over the years.
但是当我们以这种同理心，当我们愿意走很长的距离到对方的位置去设身处地的时候，它帮助我们能够在我们的婚姻这么多年以来会变得越来越好。
Now empathy, really, if you think about it, is also is the very core of our God.
我们可以想到说，其实同理心也是我们神之一个很核心的一个特征。
God took a long walk of empathy himself.
神以同理心走了很远很远的路。
He crammed his divinity in a body and then took the long walk on this planet Earth.
他把他的这个神性缩减在一个人的形象里，然后来到这个世界上。
Yes, he communicated to people from the cloud, from the tablets, and through other people.
他曾经在云中向我们说话，曾经给了十诫，也借着先知对人说话。
But he came down and to walk in our shoes.
但是后来他到了这个世上，然后穿上我们的鞋子，走我们的路。
He wanted to feel how we feel.
他要体会到我们的感受。
He didn't have to, but he did.
他不一定非要这么做，但是他决定这样做了。
So when we approach Jesus with confidence,
所以当我们凭着信心来到神耶稣的面前的时候，
And the answer is yes, we certainly can.
而这个答案是说是的，我们是可以这样到他面前的。
Because he is able to empathize with our weaknesses.
因为他能曾经设身处地，他理解我们的软弱。
Our tears.
他也知道我们的眼泪。
Our joy.
我们的喜悦。
And our accomplishments.
还有我们的成就。
And then he says to us and say, "Forgive as I have forgiven."
而他跟我们讲说，原谅别人，正如我原谅你一样。
Love as I have loved.
爱，去爱，就像我爱你一样。
And show mercy as I have shown mercy.
与对人有恩慈，就像我对你有恩慈一样。
So when you make that long walk of empathy, actually, you are mirroring what Jesus did.
所以当你以同理心去为对方设身处地的时候，你实际上是在学耶稣的样式。
So, do it for our Father in heaven who did it for us.
那我们就学天父的样式，他为我们做，我们也为别人做。
Do it because of the body of Christ.
我们因着我们同为肢体，我们也要这样做。
Because when the body is strong, we are strong.
因为当这个身体强健的时候，每一个部分都强健。
And the body hurts, then we all hurt.
当这个身体受伤的时候，每一个部分都会感到伤。
So would you take the walk of empathy?
那你愿意走这个同理心的路吗？
And would you force yourself to communicate?
你会强迫自己去表达吗？
Because God took the long walk of empathy, not just to understand our bad blood,or to fix our bad blood.
因为神走了这么长的路，带着同理心到我们当中，不仅仅是为了要设身处地体会这个感受，而且是他要帮助我们能够把这个不好的结怨的关系修补起来。
So he asked us, won't you do the same?
所以他对我们的问题就是说，你愿意也同样这样做吗？
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we come before you.We thank you that you built a relationship among us.
天父，我们到你面前来感谢你，因为我们之间的关系是你来建立的。
Because you are relational, and then you also want us to be relational.
因为你是一个愿意与人建立关系的人，你也愿意我们彼此之间有健康的关系。
So when we have difficulties, when we have bad blood in our relationship, we ask you, you help us to make the long walk of empathy.
当我们关系出现问题，当我们与人结怨的时候，主就求你帮助我们，帮助我们走很长的路，愿意以同理心来对待。
And sometimes we may not want to.
有的时候我们心里不愿意。
Because we are hurt so much.
因为我们自己心里饱受伤害。
We ask you that you would just help us, and as a healing process, that help us to take the first step of the long walk.
但是主啊，就求你，真的是也是为了医治我们自己，让我们愿意首先迈出步伐。
Because you empathize us and help us to have that heart of empathy.
因为你首先以同理心待我们，就求你帮助我们也以同理心待别人。
And we thank you that you are a God that you do not forsake us.
我们感谢你，因为你是不撇下我们的神。
And you will also walk along with us on that road of on the path of the empathy.
而且不管这个同理心的路有多难走，你也会与我们一起同行。
We thank you in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
我们感谢你，祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.